enjoy watching him play because he's got all the tools.
Puck all the way down in the Wisconsin zone. Pilatichuk, Cilia. Joe comes out of there with it. Up the near side, DeSaint foul. And then back to the corner in Cilia. Badgers hemmed in a little bit, but now here's Pilatichuk with it. Under 7 minutes left in the third. 6-1 Wisconsin. Six different goal scorers tonight. Cilia, Lindmark, Finley, Tassie, Lucius, and Horbach. Finley's a penalty shot conversion.
I'll be able to tell his grandkids about that one.
For sure. And the Badgers just ragging the puck a little bit. Here's Jugnauth now. Up the center circle and Dick. Cuts to his left across the line. Stick handling, shooting, blocked. Ricochet to Fitzgerald in the slot. He overskates. Gathered in by Messina. Messina has seen a lot more playing time as a fifth-year player than he did his first 4 years. Only 49 games played in his first 4 years. One goal and 6 points, but out of necessity, injuries, and departures, Messina's played every game this season. 2 goals, 6 points for Dalton Messina.
And has become an impact player as a result of it.
He's
the guy that they look to in certain situations. He spends a little too much time in the penalty box, but other than that, he's had a pretty productive time.
Here's Montez, who looks like he's going to be a pretty good player for Ohio State. The freshman forward, 16, whips it out to Johnson. Long-range shot. Oh, it hit Fitzgerald. He got out of the way of it. He'll get credit for a block shot. And then out to center, the Badgers have it. Tyson Dick will take it from there. Again, only 11 returning players for Ohio State from a team that finished in third place last year in the Big Ten. A wraparound chance by Scholl, stopped by Everly. Made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament as well. Oh. 15 newcomers for the Buckeyes. So very much a work in progress. Badgers for Licking to Stramel. 5:10 left in regulation. 6-1 Wisconsin. Puck bouncing around in the high slot. Now this is when it's a game like this on the winning end or the losing end. Here's Lindmark as he chipped it towards the net. Deflected to the corner. He tracked it down. Now Jugnauth. It tends to get a little sloppy, and coaches don't like sloppiness.
Nope. Even if you're down 6-1 or up 6-1,
yep.
Don't rest on your laurels or show me that you've given up.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and try and do the same things that we've talked about every day in practice, and if you do that, things will work out.
It's Holiday with a steal. He'll skate ahead. Three Badgers back. Drop pass Burnside. Walks around Lindmark. Finds Holiday right wing. Back to the slot for Burnside. His one-timer. He didn't make contact with it. Bantle may have gotten a piece of his stick.
Yep.
6-1 Badgers with the lead. Wisconsin again has Penn State at home next weekend. Then a couple of weeks off. And then off to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee for the quick trip. Holiday faceoff. The Badgers will face Air Force on Thursday night, December 28th at 7:30. And then the following night, the Badgers will play either Minnesota Duluth or Northeastern in the consolation or championship games. Ticketmaster is where you can get your tickets to the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Looking forward to going back down there. That was fun. Well, the last 2 years, Badgers won in the inaugural event 2 years ago, lost a year ago, but faceoff one at center ice, and Bricky fires it on goal from 100 feet. McClellan, an easy save. 4 minutes to go here. Now the Badgers misfired on a headman pass and ice the puck. Hey, RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season.
Northeastern, who upset Boston College last night, ended up falling to Boston College 3-1 tonight.
Yeah.
And Air Force has... I shouldn't say that. They got beat by Bentley 3-0. So Air Force is a 500 club. They're 8-9-1.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the most animated coach in the history of the game.
Frank Ceratori.
Oh, he's a beauty.
Who actually coached Mike Hastings in junior hockey back in the early 80s in Austin and Rochester.
When I was a recruiter here at the UW Badgers, we took two or three people out of Rochester off of Frank's team, and That was the most honest, blatant, in-your-face conversations I ever had. When I would sit in his office and ask him about somebody, oh, yeah, you are not going to get anything sugar-coated. I can guarantee you that.
Face-off won by the Buckeyes. Long-range shot glove by McClellan. He hangs on. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. 3:42 to go in the third. It's 6-1 Wisconsin. Steal behind the net by Cassidy. A wraparound pass in front for Brown, broken up by the Badgers. Johnson holds at the point. He'll dump it back deep. Sawyer Scholl does a nice job to cancel out Brown behind the net, but Brown's got it now. Steps to his right, looking to slide it in front to McClellan. Read the play and able to snag that puck on his knees. And another faceoff to come in 3:22 left in the third. Ohio State will head back to Columbus and play Minnesota next weekend, and then a few weeks off before hosting Mercyhurst on December 30th. The Badgers and the Buckeyes will meet again in Columbus on February 16th and 17th. Scholl to take the faceoff. Finley out there. So is Stramel. Buckeyes won the draw, though. Montez with it. Turnaround shot blocked to the corner. Gathered there by Scholl and heaved out through center by Finley. Stramel shoulder to shoulder with McBrayer, jammed that puck free, and Scholl engaged with Guzzo right corner. Finley came swooping in trying to pick up the loose change, but overskated, and it's bumped out to center, and Finley will turn and fire it over the outstretched glove of the goaltender Eberle, and back out to center it goes.
Tried to launch one.
Here's McBrayer now. Up ahead, Carfagna, and the defenseman snaps off a shot, and McClellan made that save look very, very easy.
Yeah, and all those are perimeter shots. There's not much traffic in front of them.
Nope.
You've got to have a pretty much a laser to get by Kyle McClellan here tonight. And again, when you're top of the circles and you're about to get your head taken off by Jason Bantle, you get rid of the puck, and it didn't have a lot of mustard on it, to say the least.
22 shots on goal for Ohio State tonight. They potted only one. 6-1 Wisconsin. Orlicky after the draw. Got it ahead through center. Went off the stick of Wahlberg, so no icing. Bumps it to the corner in Klee, and then he'll heave it over the Badgers' point man for Orlicky, and now Ohio State has just iced the puck. Don't miss the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us to discuss their squads and the series to come. And our next show is scheduled for Wednesday, December 6th. Also catch Coach Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest, available on the Badger Hockey X account, UW Facebook and YouTube page, and UWBadgers.com. Puck in the Ohio State zone. Wisconsin's Horbach trying to dig it away from Holiday. Holiday won that first battle, and now he just got tripped up and went down on his belly, but no penalty call.
I was about to say, why does he have two sticks? But then I realized that Jack Horbach doesn't have a stick and went back to the bench and got one.
Bantle back in his own end now. He'll skate ahead. Holiday gets in his way and takes the puck away. Holiday across the line, stops, looks for reinforcements. Now spins towards the wall. Vorlicky on him man-to-man. Holiday, head and shoulder fake, still with possession. Vorlicky now gives him a two-hand shiver into the glass, trying to free the puck. Does go to the corner after it is Lotch, and he'll poke it along. 90 seconds to go here in the third period. Wisconsin a 6-1 lead. Puck down in the Ohio State zone, and Bricky after it there. Good bump by Scholl. Bricky fights through it. Angles a pass ahead to center and Thiessing. His snapshot blocked by the Badgers. Ricochet to the near side, and Wise to the point, and Bricky thought about shooting, didn't, then he did, and with McClellan on the seat of his pants, that puck went wide of the Badgers' net. Now Wisconsin has just iced it with 1:04 left to play.
Not a great play by Simon Tassie. All he had to do was pick up his head, and he could have just flip-flopped it up into the air and not taken the icing call, but instead, kind of a little bit of panic, thought he was going to get drilled from behind, and just fired it down the ice. Defensive zone faceoff. Badgers trying to avoid as many of these as they possibly can here in the last minute.
Faceoff goes to the corner. Lodge tied up with Thiessing. Good battle on the near wall by Fitzgerald to come out of there with it. He got hooked up high by Dekhut, but the referees just don't feel like calling anything now.
Not with a minute left.
No, and it's 6-1.
You better be bleeding and
hand.
Missing an appendage.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Charlie Stremlin on the forecheck. He wants to get a goal. He just knocked down Thiessing, who wiped out behind the Badgers' net. Nothing called, though. Puck all the way down the ice, though. They won't call icing there either. So the Wisconsin Badgers knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes last night 3-0 behind the goaltending of Kyle McClellan. And tonight they turn the offense up a notch. Two goals in the first period, the first from David Cilia. Penalty shot goal by Quinn Finley early in the second. The Badgers also get a shorthander from Owen Lindmark, and Wisconsin is off to a 12-4 start, now 6-2 in the Big Ten. A 6-1 rout of Ohio State tonight here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Again, our game title sponsor, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1, a 1-minute timeout. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Save money by never changing the battery for the life of the alarm. A worry-free 10-year sealed-in smoke alarm is $16.99 right now at Menards. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift. Price is good through December 3rd.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
No scoring in the third period. Both teams had 10 shots on goal. Wisconsin finishes with 37, Ohio State 22. Badgers beat the Buckeyes here tonight 6-1. Our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows around 30. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, 34. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Hosick, Wisconsin, 6-1 victors over Ohio State here tonight. The Badgers improved to 12-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten. Ohio State falls to 5-7-3, 0-7-1 in league play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Ian?
Okay, I'm going to break the rules again.
Go ahead.
First star, the line of Celia, De St. Phil, and Lucius. Just put a bundle of points up. Didn't have any minuses on their score sheet.
Yep.
And were pretty much in command the whole time. And I have to take my hat off to the one person, Cruz Lucius, who, for whatever reason, gets away with all that stick handling and does whatever. But the most important part of him is that he finds people wide open once he does get open. I mean, he was really, really good tonight. So I gave the whole line the first star. Second star, second line, Bantle, Lindmark, and Horbach. I gave them the second star of the game just because they were involved in everything. And when two of the three get a shorthanded goal and an assist on it, yeah, they've had a pretty good night. It was great. And the third star I would put to Quinn Finley just because of the fact that he showed me something that I haven't seen in a long time, and that was a penalty shot goal. That was very, very impressive. And so for Quinn Finley to get tugged down and then be able to score on the penalty shot showed me a lot of class for the young man, because he just held his head up high and went in and made a very important goal, to be honest with you, because it was the third goal that made it 3-0. And you get into a situation where 2-0 is good, but they say a two-goal lead is the worst lead in hockey. 3-0 is really good. So for Quinn Finley, very important goal, third star of the game.
All right. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin, a 6-1 win over Ohio State tonight to get to 12-4 and 6-2 in the Big Ten, only 1 point behind idle Michigan State for first place. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Who is it, Ian?
Well, it was energizing and relieving all at the same time. David Cilia's power play goal in the first period broke the ice in what was a pretty tightly contested game here in about the first 12 or 14 minutes with penalties and power plays going back and forth for each team. But beautiful setup. He shoots off the pass, goes top shelf, and as I mentioned on the air right after the goal, I just saw a big sigh of relief from the coaching staff and in particular David Cilia. But it was also the motivation or the power that just kind of pushed the Badgers over the edge and said, hey, if he's scoring goals, let's go out and do it again. And what do you know? Next thing you know, we got a shorthanded goal. And so, yeah, I think everybody on the team was very, very proud of the fact that he finally fought through the slump and got that big power play goal. So I think it motivated, energized. And the fact that it was the first goal of the game and it was a power play goal, which they've been struggling on, all of those monkeys came off the backs.
Yeah, the Badgers, six different goal scorers tonight, 10 different point getters tonight. David Cilia, his first goal in 11 games, his second this season, a young man who had 23 goals for Minnesota State last season when he was the CCHA Forward of the Year. Badgers beat up on Ohio State tonight 6-1. Scores from around the country. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings and David Cilia here this evening. So stick around. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Legal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, six goals for the Badgers tonight. Make that, 53 goals the Badgers have scored this season. $1,113 going to fight colorectal cancer in honor of Rob Andringa, thanks to Exact Sciences, as we light the lamp for Ringo this season. Let's check scores from around the country. Actually, we'll start right next door at LeBron Arena, where the Wisconsin women's hockey team got back on the winning track. A 3-0 shutout of Minnesota Duluth. Kelly Gorbatenko, Britta Curl, and Lacey Eden all scored. Jane Gervais, 20 saves. Mark Johnson's club is now 13-2 and plays the Bulldogs again tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Also, the Wisconsin men's basketball team, a solid 75-64 win over third-ranked Marquette today, as Max Klesmit scored 21 points all in the first half. Stephen Crowell added 16. We'll get to the college hockey scores in just a moment, but downstairs, head coach Mike Hastings, kind enough to join us here on the postgame show. And Mike, thanks for your time. Congratulations. Good to see the offense get going in many different ways tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks. It was good to see some depth scoring. Our power play wake up a little bit. Really, really good to see, in my opinion, one of our most consistent lines throughout the first half of the year with Lindmark and Horby and Bounce, and see them rewarded for a lot of their work.
Sure.
Is it just my imagination, or was when David Cilio scored that goal, did I see a massive sigh of relief on the entire bench?
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting when you get to be in the seat that I'm in down there. You get to hear some things. And there was a little collective, hey, that a boy.
Yeah.
You know, last night he had a few good looks, and he wants to lead by example. And that's just the type of kid he is. He's not a big talker. He wants to go do. And tonight it was good to see him get that one, because we needed our power play to make a difference. And I thought David played very well.
What do you like most about the Lindmark Horbach Bantle line, Mike?
You know what? There's balance there. You look at, you've got energy with Horbach that just doesn't stop. You've got intellect, I think, from a guy in the middle with Lindmark that doesn't mind distributing to either side. And then you've got a horse down that left side that can go in and make some noise down below a goal line. And the other thing is I think they're humble. I think they're okay going and putting it behind defensemen, and when they have a chance to take it to the net, they do. They play very well off of each other, and they're honest. And when you have that, you can generate a lot of positivity, whether it's on the bench or through special teams, and those guys are okay digging a ditch for others to be successful. So it's really good to see those guys rewarded tonight.
Now, Bantle, Lindmark, and Horbach combined for 2 goals and 6 points, and Horbach sent up Lindmark with a beautiful shorthanded goal to make it 2-0 late in the first period of play. And that, I mean, it was scoreless until late when Cilia scores the power play goal, Lindmark's shorthanded goal. That gives you some juice going into the locker room, and then for the second period.
It did, and actually, you know, the another guy repaying it back, where all of a sudden Lindmark goes behind the net after Bantle grabs it and cycles it to the back wall, and Lindy short sides that back to Horb, and Horb goes up top to score a goal. I really liked our start tonight. Even though we hadn't scored, I did think that we generated a lot of opportunities and were playing the right way. I thought we came out and we were more committed to being physical and more committed to just getting on top of Ohio State, and I thought we were rewarded for that late.
You scored pretty much every way you possibly could. 5-on-5, 4-on-4, power play, shorthanded, and a penalty shot.
Yeah, you know what, guys? It's one where you want to cut those up and show the guys and make sure that they understand when they work the way that they did tonight, they're going to be rewarded. I thought we had some guys make some plays. So it was great to see some depth scoring and for us to find a way to get a sweep. It's hard to sweep in this league.
I told Brian between periods, I said, if you were a first-time college hockey fan and you wanted to know what the game was about, just review all six goals and then throw in a penalty shot, which probably 90% of the people in here have never seen before.
Yeah, and you know what? It was good to see Finn finish that. I mean, a lot of the things that happened tonight, fellas, I'm hoping are confidence builders for some of the guys. You know, again, sometimes you put the work in and you don't get the reward. And tonight they did. And so hopefully they can feel good about that tonight, get some rest tomorrow, and let us get back after it on Monday.
All right, enjoy your Sunday. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, fellas.
You're welcome. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, following a 6-1 win over Ohio State tonight. Let's get to the college hockey scores now. We'll start in Atlantic Hockey, where AIC beat first place Sacred Heart 3-2. Holy Cross, a 4-1 win over Niagara. Mercyhurst beat Canisius 5-1. RIT, a 6-2 win over Robert Morris. And Bentley beat Air Force 3-0. So Air Force now 8-9-1, as Ian mentioned earlier in the broadcast. And that's the Badgers' opponent in the first round of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff in Milwaukee December 28th. And 29th. The ECAC tonight, Clarkson and Dartmouth, a 2-2 overtime tie. Quinnipiac, ranked fifth in the country, shut out Union 5-0. The Bobcats lead the ECAC. Colgate, a 4-2 win over Cornell. St. Lawrence shut out Harvard 2-0. And Princeton beat RPI 6-4. Non-conference, Western Michigan, a sweep of Lindenwood 5-1 tonight. Long Island won at the Whale, beating Yale 3-1. You ever been to the Whale?
No.
No? Oh, that's a cool place in New Haven, Connecticut. Hey, we're going to go downstairs and talk with one of our stars of the game, Badgers alternate captain David Cilia, who scored the first goal of the game on the power play, and the Badgers went on to a 6-1 win. David, Brian Posick, and Ian Perrin up here. Congratulations on the goal, but also congratulations on the win. That is the most important thing here, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it feels good to get two, especially in our home barn, and kind of get rolling again.
Yeah, but what did it feel like when you put that one in the back of the net, David?
A lot of relief. You know, the guys were good. They were supporting me, and they were all happy for me. So it's it makes it a little more special, too, when you got your teammates rallying around you. So, but
my comment after you scored was, I just saw a whole bunch of oxygen going out because there was a big sigh of relief on the entire Badger bench.
Yeah, no, it was a good feeling and one I don't want to forget.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're used to it. And it just seemed like every time you had the stick on your puck, whether it was tonight before that goal or last weekend or whatever, it just was bouncing around. You know, it just didn't seem to just sit nicely so you could really shoot the thing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how it goes, right? You know, sometimes they just go in and you don't think about it, and you're trying to force it in sometimes, maybe you don't get the bounces you want, but I'm just glad one went in tonight and just keep rolling from there.
Yeah. What's the biggest takeaway from tonight's effort, David?
Good. I thought we played a good team game. You know, we proved to ourselves that we stick together and, you know, we're going to be a hard team to beat. So hopefully we learn from that and learn that, you know, we're going to be a tough out if we bring ourselves and play for each other every night.
Yeah, and defensively, continue to be good. One goal allowed this weekend, just like last weekend, the top defensive team in the country. That's a true team effort too, isn't it?
Yeah, team effort, and I think, you know, Kyle has really kept us in a lot of games, especially early on. You know, it's something maybe we have to focus on is our starts, but, you know, Kyle's been a rock back there this whole year so far, and kind of from him out, we kind of build, and our D-man did a good job clearing out pucks and only let him get one rebound, and like you said, team effort.
When's the last time you saw a penalty shot?
It's been a while, actually.
I was about to say, I've been doing this game a long time, and it's been a long time since I've seen a penalty shot and a penalty shot that scored.
Yeah, right. You know, the right guy to have it at doing it. You know, Finner's a good skilled forward, so we all knew he was going to bury.
Yeah, the last penalty shot the Badgers scored, Trent Frederick, who's now with the Boston Bruins, beat Cale Morris of Notre Dame back in January of 2018. The last penalty shot that we saw, though, was January 17th of 2020, Tarek Baker against Michigan State against John Letheman. Tarek didn't score on that one, but Finley did here tonight. So you got two more games left before the Christmas break. You're only a point out of first place, too. You guys are in really good shape right now as you get close to Christmas, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we're happy with where we're at right now, but not satisfied. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it's been going by fast, but, you know, it's been a grind too. So We got to take care of business at home and then enjoy our time with our families and, you know, look forward to that as well.
Now, do you go home to Arne Prior?
No, I'm going to Vancouver. My mom moved out west, so a little more scenery, a little warmer weather, too. No.
Can I tell you something? It's going to be on the air, but I really don't care. I had a guy that I played pro hockey with who was from Arne Prior, and this was 30 years ago. And he, unfortunately, did not get along with the person who was writing the program, so they called it Armpit Ontario. When I saw you were from there, I went, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, I've seen a few misspellings. I think last year it was Am Prior. So the RN is the trouble one, but I've never heard Armpit. That's funny.
Armpit Ontario. We all just went, what?
Well, we're all proud to be from there. So.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, David, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. That's David Cilia here, one of our stars of the game, joining us. He got the first goal of the game, and like you said, it was a big sigh of relief. Let's see, where the heck were we? We were doing non-conference games. How about Augustana winning at Northern Michigan 5-3? The Vikings, coached by Garrett Reboyne, 5-7-2. You know, they beat CC earlier in the year. They ended up tying Denver, which is one of the best teams in the country. Arizona State won at Colorado College 2-0. Hockey East tonight. Top-ranked Boston College bounced back from last night's loss to Northeastern and beat the Huskies 3-1. Northeastern's 4-8-1. We'll see them in Milwaukee in a few weeks. Also, BU knocked off Merrimack 5-2. The Terriers on top of Hockey East. NCHC, how about North Dakota last night, rallied back from a 4-1 deficit, beat Denver 7-5 tonight. The Pioneers win in overtime 3-2 in a matchup of the second and third ranked teams in the country.
That would have been a good series to see. I can imagine there was intensity that you could cut with a knife in those games.
For sure. Also, Omaha, a 1-0 overtime win at Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs fall to 4-7-3. They'll be in Milwaukee at the Quick Trip Holiday faceoff as well. Lake Superior State lost at home to Minnesota State 4-3. St. Thomas, a 7-1 rout at Ferris State. And Michigan Tech beat Bowling Green 3-2 this evening. And in the Big Ten, Penn State over Minnesota 6-3. Ryan Kerwin, 2 goals and an assist. Germantown's Noah Grannon, 23 saves for the Nittany Lions. Justin Close had 37 for the Gophers. And Jake Barcheski, 28 saves as Michigan held off Notre Dame 2-1. Frank Nazer and Dylan Duke scored goals for the Wolverines. So as we look at the Big Ten standings right now, Michigan State, which is idle this weekend, in first place with 19 points. The Badgers alone in second with 18. They've matched their win total in conference play from last year and the previous season. Notre Dame's in third place with 15 points. Minnesota 13, Michigan 12, Penn State 11, and Ohio State 2. The Badgers beat Ohio State here tonight 6-1. The highlights are next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Back here at the Kohl Center for a couple of more minutes. Wisconsin and Ohio State Badgers trying to sweep the Buckeyes and get to 12-4 and 6-2 in the Big Ten, while Ohio State was still seeking its first win in conference play. Here are the plays of the game. Cilia across the line. Patient finds DeSaint Fowl. Now Dexheimer. Open man is Lucius. Walks back towards the wall to the hash mark. Cilia sets. Turns. Scores! David Cilia! Second power play for Ohio State. Vorlicki cross-checking at 19-27. Badger steal the puck. Horbach sauce pass. Finds Lindmark. He cuts in right in front. Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horbach to Lindmark! It's 2-0 Wisconsin! Here comes Finley. He's got a penalty shot. Picks up the puck at center ice off to his right. The left-hander now cutting to the slot. Looking, shooting, and scoring. He beat Turnus blocker side. Penalty shot for Quinn Finley. 3-0 Wisconsin. Then Mark sauce across Lucius. Lucius steps towards the dot. He pulls the trigger loose in front. Rebound. Tassie scores. Power play goal for the Badgers. 4-0. Lucius braces for the hit from Wahlberg. Now Fitzgerald and Montez battling for the puck. And Riley Herbst, the goaltender, will just paddle it through the crease a little bit. And then he turned it over. What a pass, Fitzgerald to Lucius. 5-1 Wisconsin. Horbach fires one blocked, and that really stung Scooter Bricky. But it made its way to Herbst. He kept it out of the net, behind the net. Now Lindmark setting up. Horbach, he scores. And there are your plays of the game. The Wisconsin Badgers 6-1 victors over Ohio State tonight. David Cilia scored his second of the season on the power play from Lucius and Dexheimer at 17-23 to make it 1-0 in the first period. And then a shorthanded goal from Owen Lindmark, his seventh goal this season, his seventh career shorthanded goal. Horbach and Palatichuk with helpers at 19-38, a 2-0 Wisconsin lead at that point. Quinn Finley, fourth goal of the year, came on a penalty shot at 3:18. Simon Tassie's power play goal at 6:45 made it 4-0 with Lucius and Lindmark getting helpers. Ohio State scored its lone goal of the weekend on a power play by Patrick Guzzo at 8:11, but the Badgers added a second period goal from Cruz Lucius, his eighth of the year, from Christian Fitzgerald at 10:37, and then Horbach about 2 minutes later scored his second of the season from Lindmark and Bantle. It was 6-1 after two, and that was the final score. 37 shots on goal for Wisconsin tonight. Ohio State managed only 22. Buckeyes 1-for-6 on the power play, Ian. They had 3 shots on goal on the power play tonight. I'm looking for the total power play time. I don't see it, but you have 6 power plays and you only get 3 shots on goal, that's not very good.
No, statistically, that doesn't add up to anything that comes close to success, let's put it that way.
Yeah, good for the Badgers. They go 2-for-4 on the power play tonight, and maybe that'll get going here a little bit.
Well, that's the one thing that I think has been bothering the coaching staff more than anything is the, you know, they came in here with that shoot first, pass second mentality, yeah, or pass later mentality, and for whatever reason, both power play units have been really good moving the puck around the perimeter, but nobody's teeing it up.
Yeah, Wisconsin was 1-for-its-last 23 until going 2-for-4 tonight. 6 penalties, 12 minutes on the Buckeyes. The Badgers, 7 penalties, 14 minutes. Wisconsin won 39 of 67 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark, again, very good in the circles. He won 15 of 21, 13 block shots for the Badgers tonight. Leading the way for the Wisconsin was Daniel Lotch. 18 blocks for Ohio State. They got 4 from co-captain Scooter Bricky. 3 different goaltenders used by Ohio State coach
Steve Rolick tonight. Logan Turnus played the first 26 and a half minutes, gave up four goals on 21 shots. He took the loss. He's 5-7-3. That's the Buckeyes' record overall. They're 0-7-1 in conference play. Kyle McClellan quietly solid again tonight. 21 saves from McClellan. He's now 11-4 this season. The Badgers are 12-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten, only a point out of first place with two games left before the Christmas break. 9,720 fans on hand to watch a game that lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1. And we'll close things out in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Ad Council.
Fun to see a bunch of former Badger goalies back tonight on Goalie Night. Fun to watch Bill Howard drop the ceremonial first puck before the Badgers finished off a sweep of Ohio State, winning here 6-1. Next weekend, a couple of occasions to mark on your calendar. Penn State will be in town Saturday, December 9th. It's the annual Teddy Toss to benefit Toys for Tots. So Saturday, bring your wrapped teddy bears or other stuffed animals. You can throw them out on the ice after the Badgers score their first goal, I believe is the plan. So that's next Saturday. And then next Friday in the series opener against Penn State at 8 o'clock, Paul Brown and Bill Howard will be reunited on the radio. They'll call the play-by-play action next Friday against Penn State on the air at 7:30, and again face-off at 8 o'clock. It was 50 years ago that Paul Brown was hired by Bob Johnson to replace Bob Miller as the radio voice of Wisconsin hockey.
Yeah, it's not like he was replacing a legend or anything.
Or Bob, Hall of Famer.
Bob Miller goes to L.A. and is the king of California hockey for about the next 30 years. Yes, it was... And I'm sure that there was some anxiety from Paul Brown when you are replacing a legend. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not. And Paul's a legend, and we are thrilled that he'll be back calling Badger hockey with Bill Howard, who is about as colorful as a person can be.
I think that the one thing that I was a little bit shocked at is that I've seen PB at every game practice and everything that there is. I think he's a little nervous about this.
Oh, really?
Engagement that he's going to be in.
He is excited, very excited. We're excited for him.
It'll be good for him.
Again, Wisconsin hockey are on Wednesday, 7:05 on the Badger Sports Network. My thanks to our producer, Augustine Samuel. Very nice job, Augustine, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian, thank you very much. To all the fans and listeners, thank you for being a part of it. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score here tonight from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. Grown radio, I am 97.5 FM cannolis.
And WFHR 1320 AM.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's make this winter the season of safe driving. With the snowy weather setting in, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you to be safe on the roads. Plan extra travel time. Be mindful of your speed. Check 511WI.gov to know before you go. And please, slow down and drive with caution whenever you see a plow at work. Plow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Safe drivers make for safer roads. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. As the newly renewed Mideast war nears its two-month point after the October terror attack by Hamas, Israel's been dropping leaflets in Gaza, trying to alert people there where it is conducting bombing and on-the-ground military activities. The BBC's Paul Adams has looked at the general warning maps.
In other words, if you go out beyond this shaded area, you will be safe from airstrikes. But Palestinians, for the last 2 months, know that often they find themselves in places where there are airstrikes where they thought they were safe.
The Biden administration continues to urge Israel to take extra care to minimize civilian casualties in its latest attacks. Defense Secretary Austin.
I have repeatedly made clear to Israel's leaders that protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral responsibility and a strategic imperative.
And the Biden White House also has a message for the ongoing UN summit on climate change delivered by Vice President Harris.
President Biden and I have made the largest climate investment in the history of our country, and some have said the world, roughly $1 trillion over the next 10 years. As a result, today, across the United States, we are building and expanding hundreds of solar panel, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
Following 2 days of speeches of that sort, the summit now turns its attention to the effects of climate change on health. As Las Vegas police search for a suspect in the shooting of 5 homeless people, one of whom died, Los Angeles city and county officials identify a suspect in the killing of 3 homeless men there. An L.A. man already in custody in another shooting investigation, Mayor Karen Bass.
Let me be clear, this rapid mobilization was the result of relationships that have been forged and strengthened over the past year as we work to confront the homelessness crisis.
Unclear just what for, but the new House Speaker signals a Republican go-ahead on possibly impeaching President Biden. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
There are a fair number of Republicans in states like New York and California who are in relatively moderate competitive districts, some of them just elected in 2022. I don't think they're all going to want to stick their necks out for something that has zero chance of happening.
In college football's SEC championship game, number 8, Alabama, beating the top-ranked 2-time defending national champ, Georgia, 27-24. Back overseas in East Asia, North Korea state media report more transmission progress by its new alleged Ridge spy satellite, and there have been evacuations after a strong quake in the Philippines. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows around 30. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
The man who wants to maintain order and another who won't put a happy face on it. War strives with a stance of division. What divides will keep promise you? It's fine. I said we've got to go at it. Use the system out. We can make us make that lesson.
Thank you.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
Pat Slattery here of Slattery's Automotive Service. Winter's coming, and that means now's the time for you to start thinking about snow tires. Travel winter roads with ease on Hakkapeliitta snow tires. Hakkapeliitta is the top-of-the-line snow tire, made in Finland and eco-friendly. If it's snowing, they'll get you there. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to get yours set. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Accused of shooting to death four people in 4 days in Los Angeles County, a man now under arrest. There may be more victims, as LA police.